Tuesday, September 28th. Interview in the New York studio with Aaron Siskind, 876 Broadway. All right, let's begin our discussion. Everything seems to be working now. Let's begin at the beginning, if you would. Although you've been over this ground many times before.
Yeah.
Your date of birth is December 4th, 1903.
Right.
And in New York City.
Right.
Whereabouts in New York City?
On the Lower East Side, way down, I think it's on Madison Street I was born. And my parents had come over from Russia in about 1890.
Whereabouts in Russia?
Some little town near Kiev, the kind of town, maybe the very town that Shaul Malevich sets all the stories in. I know more about my parents from Shaul Malevich than I do from them, I think. And that's when the Jews were coming over from Russia and Poland, you know, in droves. I think a million came during that decade. You know, they would come over. I guess when my parents came, they stayed with some people from their town who were already there. And I can remember, even when I was 3 or 4 years old, of people coming and staying at our place. It was just a little apartment behind his tailor shop. And they would stay for a week or two until they found their place. You know?
Let's pause for another moment. You spoke about your father's shop, and then I gather that he was the proprietor of a series of shops. How did he...
Where did you get that from?
One of the books I've been reading on you, one of the introductions to one of your...
Well, he just owned up. He was the kind of man who, for whatever reason, couldn't accommodate himself to the shop, you know, working in a, a big shop. And so he opened his own, I guess maybe he had ambitions. He opened his own little tailor shop, neighborhood shop. He, repaired and ironed, pressed clothes, all that kind of stuff. Nothing, you know. And he did that for his entire life until he, I guess maybe 20 years before he died, he became sort of blind, so he didn't work. But he was a very restless man. He'd get a shop and own it for a while, and then for some reason or other, he would sell it and buy another one somewhere else. I don't think he ever sold the shop knowing that he was going to buy another one. It's just that either it ran down on him, or for some reason, I don't know what, he would sell it and then look around and buy another shop. And then that moved us, you see, from the Lower East Side to the West Side in the 40s, and then up to way up on Amsterdam Avenue in a house that 1492 is the address. And where we lived for a long time. But I remember even while we lived there, he must have had 3 or 4 different shops. You know. And then he just stopped working, you know, when he couldn't see very well.
Seems always to have had enough cash to start a shop.
Well, he would sell one and buy another. My mother was the one who always came, would come forth with the money. It all went to her, and she put it in a box or a pouch, and you know, put it behind the piano or under something. My mother was a very bright woman, but completely illiterate. She never went to school in her life. Her parents had died when she was a child, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and that's it. So she just worked. They both just worked. Never took a vacation, just put that way.